You can also mean Nevin.
Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
Ah, Friday rolling around, as it does. It has a habit of doing that as well now. And a bit like myself rolling around, Nevin rolls around as well. Nevin, good morning, dear heart.
By God, I've been doing a lot of rolling around the last few months, Marty. I can tell you that. Good morning.
Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Good morning, my friend, and welcome.
Listen, lovely.
How are you doing? Are you all right?
How was your Father's Day?
We had a gorgeous day on Father's Day. I was minded like a good thing, and we had a lovely bit of grub, nice bit of steak, and all the rest of it. But it was a lovely day. What about you? The novelty factor for you, of course, to be off.
To be off is right, but I got totally spoiled. I got two little homemade cards. I got a lovely bottle of aftershave. I don't know what they were trying to tell me. Conor, Lizzie and Imelda. And then I cooked lunch for Imelda's dad, and we just had a lovely day, and we went for a wee walk, and it was just lovely.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah, simple.
Isn't that? Yeah. Well, we took ourselves out to Malahide. The sun was shining, and there's lads out there have a little project going on, and we stopped and had coffee with them and stuff, and that's what we did. So it was lovely.
That's what you want.
But listen.
Yes.
The bacon medallions and apple syrup. Oh, my sweet divine God.
Oh, good man.
Oh, it was lovely. Now, you suggested a salad, and because the day wasn't fab, Mrs. Whelan said, look, I'll stick a few vegetables on, a bit of mash. So that's what we had with the bacon medallions.
That's what I love about your wife in particular. She's such a spontaneous cook because it's only what you get. Like, listen, you don't have to follow a recipe exactly. You cook whatever you want to, serve it whatever you want to. I love it. I love to hear that.
But
you're right.
But I was like a baby with the bacon medallions. Genie, they're... And do you know what? You'd eat them on their own.
They're beautiful.
You'd eat them on your own. With the apple syrup is great. It's really good.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, so thank you for that. Another success, and again, no need to visit a hospital. So we were grand. Everybody survived.
You're some man.
I know, but I'm nervous.
You led me on to what we're going to talk about today, and you said you had steak for Father's Day. So I'm going to talk about strip loin steak with mushrooms à la crème.
Yes.
So we'll talk about the sauce first. So you get a couple of button mushrooms, or I like to use the brown little chestnut mushrooms, and they can be grown in Ireland. They are grown in Ireland, excuse me, in Monaghan and all over the country. So slice them. You never wash mushrooms. You wipe them.
Do you not wipe them?
No. Well, wipe them. Thank you. Well done.
Yeah.
You wipe them with a little bit of kitchen paper or a clean GA cloth, but you never wash them.
And why do you not wash them?
Because they're like a sponge. They'll absorb water. They become water clogged.
So they water themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's true. So you trim them and you slice them. And then in this recipe, I've said shallots, two shallots, but they're just a smaller variety of an onion. So a small onion, finely chopped. Three cloves of garlic. You fry that off with a nice little splash of rapeseed oil, a teaspoonful of butter, and you cook that for about 5 minutes. And then into that, you add about 175 mils of double cream. So double cream is a little bit heavier than regular cream.
Yes.
You can use half cream, half milk. But listen, cream isn't bad for you. It's only in moderation. You know,
that's right.
I think it really helps. A squeeze of lemon juice, chopped parsley. And this sauce that I'm giving your listeners is perfect with grilled chicken, with pasta. You can add in smoked bacon. You can add in Parmesan cheese. It's a very basic, but mushrooms à la crème. You can use exotic or wild mushrooms if you want to. Keep away from those magic mushrooms. They wouldn't be good in this.
I wouldn't know anything about magic mushrooms.
Neither would I, just to clarify.
No.
But I'm using the chestnut mushrooms here, and this will be lovely. So you have your sauce done. That will keep in the fridge for 3 to 4 days in a little Tupperware container. And let's talk about our steaks. Strip loin, I know you love your fillet. Ribeye, whichever kind of steaks you want.
What's your favourite? Strip loin in this case?
I think so. I like it. And I mean, I look for the Board B quality mark. So we know we're buying Irish beef, and that's really important.
Sure.
It's grass-fed. Never take that for granted. So the key into this is rapeseed oil and a little bit of thyme. And then you just literally marinate it for about maybe 20 minutes. Bring it to room temperature. So in other words, for your listeners, take it out of the fridge before you cook it. I literally just pan fry my steaks, a little bit of salt and pepper before it goes onto the pan, good hot pan, again a little sprig of thyme and some rapeseed oil and butter, and then I cook it. So it's not a very big thick steak. I like my steak medium rare.
Right.
So probably about maybe an 8 ounce strip loin, 7-8 ounce, will take about maybe 10 to 12 minutes and you'll have it nice and pink, probably about maybe 4 to 5 minutes either side.
Mm-hmm.
And you have it lovely and golden brown. And you can do that, and you can take that off and let it rest, and then you can get that lovely flavour of the pan and do your nice sauce. sauce in that. With that, I'm serving some little baby potatoes and some broccoli, and that's it. You serve, as you said, what you had last Sunday with the bacon chops. You had some nice mash and veg, and perfect. Whatever you want to have with this. Chips is gorgeous, nice baked potato, but the sauce is delicious, and it's versatile. That's what I'm trying to get across. With chicken, even with monkfish, with pork chops, it's just lovely. It's tasty.
That's a lovely sauce. Mushrooms a la creme, I love that. The shallots, I love the idea of shallots. I've always felt that shallots were like an onion with a French accent. That's always what I thought a shallot was.
I love it.
It's a posh onion. You know?
I love it. I'm going to quote you now. Oh, that's brilliant.
That's all it is.
Well, you know what? But they are slightly sweeter, and definitely in certain sauces they are. But a regular onion is fine. So they're an onion with a French accent. I love
that's
it.
All it is.
Oh, I love that.
So listen. So are we having dessert? Or
have you got time? Are you okay?
I always have time for you.
Thank you.
Take a handy.
Summer berry trifle.
So okay.
We're going to talk about lovely fruits. So recently, and I'm using frozen fruits, even though fresh fruits are available.
Why are you doing that?
Well, I'll tell you why. Recently, the Simply Better collection, which I work for, they launched from two Irish producers, beautiful blackcurrants and strawberries from Des Jeffers in Wexford and also from Pat Clark in Stamullen. For me, two of the finest fruit growers in the country. So they're available in the frozen compartment. Of course, you can use fresh. So you can get them, and they're absolutely lovely, hand-picked, hand-grown in Ireland, and they're delicious. And you can use the fresh fruit. For this syrup, what we're going to do is put in some apple juice, put in some blackcurrant cordial, and Des Jeffers is the grower. He's one of the few people who make the most beautiful blackcurrant cordial with no added sugar, may I add. So it's a very, very nice product, and it's natural and delicious. And you put that into the saucepan with some ground cinnamon, roughly about 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and into this about 2 small dessert spoonfuls or a large tablespoon of caster sugar. You bring that to the boil. You thicken that with a little bit of corn flour, so you mix the corn flour with water. And then you actually put in your full bag of frozen fruits. Or you can use fresh berries, so strawberries, raspberries, whatever's available. There's loads of them now. I was just, when you're out and about now, you see them on the side of the road in the supermarket, so you'll be able to get lovely seasonal Irish fresh fruits. So fresh or frozen is fine. The frozen ones will take a little bit longer to cook out and defrost. And this mixture is lovely. This compote, just for your listeners, is delicious and will keep for a week in your fridge. But delicious with granola, yogurt, porridge. It is simply beautiful. But we're going to talk about a lovely trifle. So that's the base for the trifle. Yeah. And then what I want you to do is get a little bit of Madeira cake, or you can buy these little sponge fingers, go to your local bakery, and then just slice up the Madeira cake. So in a large trifle bowl, put your cold poached fruits at the bottom, then your Madeira cake, and then what I do is just get a nice little tub of fresh vanilla custard. Simply Better do one. It's made by Spice of Life. They're a lovely Irish company in Dunmanway, and it's made with cream, milk, free-range eggs, some sugar, vanilla, and then thickened with carrageen moss. So there's no nasties. It's totally natural. It's a really good product.
And you can make your own. That's the custard, yes.
Yeah. And then into that, Marty, one of your favourite drinks is our lovely Cavan holy water, and that's the Cool Swan cream liqueur.
That's right.
So put a splash of that in if you want to jazz it up a bit, but it's not essential. The zest of a lemon, and this is into the custard I'm talking about. So you have your lovely berries, you have your Madeira cake, you have your custard, and then finish that with some fresh berries and a little bit of whipped cream on top. The whole recipe is there. The compote is kind of two recipes in one, because you can use it for breakfast, use it for pancakes. I should have said that.
Pancakes?
Yeah. This compote is lovely.
It's so
and it'll
good.
Keep for a week in the fridge. I use it regularly if I make lovely Flavin's porridge, serve that compote on top. Put a little bit of granola. Honestly, this will work so beautiful. Trust me. The key is those lovely Irish berries. Remember that.
Yeah.
Pat Clark, Des Jeffers, two of the greatest growers, and they're just wonderful, good people who work hard, and they have beautiful produce.
It's light.
It's a light alternative dessert, and I know you'll have the recipe, and if any of your listeners want to watch any of my videos, which I've done these two, on my Instagram or on our Facebook page, they're welcome to look.
Good man. And the thing is, of course, if you're going to have a steak, as we're talking about today, the strip loin.
Yes.
You don't have room for an enormous dessert, a big lump of a dessert. So this is gorgeous. This would be just lovely. I like this. I don't know. I let the smallies have the pancakes. I'd have it in the bowl.
You're right. I love you. Yeah, big lump of a dessert. You're right.
This is lovely and light.
And you can do it in individual glasses, which is lovely. And on the video that I mentioned about.
You have the proper glasses.
Exactly. Yeah, you can do that in a nice little martini glass or something. and kind of fun.
I suppose that's the next thing you'll be doing now. Arrange a glass there, will you?
Just write that down. Just write that down. Range of glassware. That's okay, thank you so much, sir.
Not at all. Always a pleasure. I can have this with cream as well, of course.
Of course
you want custard. You know me.
Absolutely. Do you know what? Sorry, yes.
I'm a devil for the cream.
The berries, Marty, are lovely just with meringue and whipped cream.
Oh,
sorry.
Don't talk to me.
And then with ice cream on their own. So thank you very much for reminding me of that.
It's a love that. Love that to bits. It really is. Listen, that's gorgeous. Summer berry trifle. And before that, the strip loin steak with mushrooms a la creme, which I really love the sound of. That's just gorgeous. I love that. I might give that a go now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You're impressing me. You're cooking up a storm at home.
Well, I'm trying. And like you said correctly, the changes are very, very minuscule. But, you know, if the weather isn't great, you don't necessarily want a salad. You want to have maybe some potatoes, a bit of veg or whatever. But that's the only thing. The main menus that you give me, I'm prepared to have a go at. I think you're sending me ones that you know I'll have a go at. Incidentally, I never thought I'd go through so much rapeseed oil in my life. Mercy for an hour. It's gas.
I love it. You're brilliant. Fair play to you.
Over it. Anyway, listen, have a lovely weekend.
And you too.
Is your book full, or can a few people still make a few phone calls if they want to talk?
No, there is. I mean, like, we are definitely, because we're, as I said, like, we're opening now, this Wednesday coming, so
How are you feeling?
Nervous. Emotional. Yeah. A lot of interest in the moment, but happy. At the end of the day, happy to be open and just to go back to what we do, giving people a nice experience. We're doing residence only. We're glad we made that call. I have to congratulate and thank my reservation staff. It was a bit of a minefield for them, bless them, but they're a great team. And we're only as good as the team. As you know, you have a good team behind you.
That's all.
We'll do our best and we'll give people a nice experience, serving lovely, beautiful food with the best of hospitality, and we'll keep everything nice and safe for them and just give them nice reassurance. We've had to do a lot of training now, to be truthful with you, and that's been interesting. It's been an eye-opener for me personally, but to be honest with you, we're very happy. We want to give our staff and our customers the confidence. You know, when you get in the car, you're coming up to Black Lion, that we've taken every single kind of angle.
Precaution.
Thank you very much. That's the word.
Yeah.
So I am excited, and thank you, and say we pray for us all. And
I will, of course. It'll be a great evening and filled with a bit of trepidation, but obviously the excitement too, and just to make sure everything's right. And I'm sure it'll be top notch as ever. We do.
Listen, Nevin, keep
the faith. I'm dying to hear how it goes. Keep well.
You.
God bless you, Nevin.
Talk to you next week.
We'll talk next week.
You look after yourself. Thanks, Marty.
Cheers, Nevin. Bye, love. Now, just a reminder, by the way, of course, the recipes are all on the webpage, Marty the Morning RTE Lyric of M, and there they are for your mushrooms a la creme with the strip loin steak. Ah, to heck, I'm going to make it.